Hello.
All right, it's like 11:50. I'm still tired. I'm having like, I don't know, I can't get enough sleep lately. I saw All the Money in the World last night. That's a good movie. Christopher Plummer. I want to see Christopher Plummer. He replaced. What the hell was this? Is the thing. I was like, we were leaving the movie theater and Chad was like, "Oh yeah, Christopher Plummer is really good." I was like, "Hey, it's Christopher Plummer." She's like, "Oh yeah, what was his big movie?" And I was like, "I have no idea. I could not tell you one movie Christopher Plummer was in. I just know that he's supposed to be the best or great, but I couldn't tell you." Ooh, he's 88 years old. What's the big Christopher Plummer? I'm just looking at his IMDb. I really kind of want to see. He's in A Beautiful Mind. He's in a Star Trek movie, The Insider. What is like, oh, this is Christopher fucking Plummer plumbing the fuck out of shit. I don't know. Lot of shit though. So much shit. But yeah, I kind of want to see the Kevin Spacey version. I want to compare. Put them up against each other. What's the better one? Chris, they already paid Kevin Spacey. He's not getting more money. I want to see it. I know he's a piece of shit, but guess what? This dude plays a piece of shit, so it kind of would add to the role. That's Jacqueline reaching into the. Our microwave is, not in the. Well, everything is. We live in one room. So the microwave was right next to me and she was reaching into it and then she said sorry, as if making more noise makes it better! Alright, so I still don't know what the fuck Christopher Plummer is known for, but I'm sure it happened quite some time ago. His IMDb starts in 1953. So. A lot of shit, but yeah, All the Money in the World is really good. That Michelle Williams, I know her big role. It's called Dawson's Creek. She was great as well. Go see the movie. It's suspenseful, particularly if you don't know what really. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know anything about any of this stuff. CIA rendition flights. This is a long. I just saw CIA, so I was like, all right, what the fuck is this? And it's like the top of the Reddit news. But CIA rendition flights from Rustic, North Carolina, called to account by citizens. A Gulfstream jet from a quiet airport southeast of Raleigh flew captives to be tortured around the world. The government failed to act by local people have refused to let the issue. But the local. Man, this is from The Guardian. Apparently, CIA is into some shady shit. I think that's what we can take from that. And I thought that was the CIA's business. Aren't they supposed to like deal heroin and kill people and destabilize economies and countries we don't like? Not even that we don't like. It's nothing personal, countries. We just kind of need your shit. We need to have the person we need in there. It's complicated. Don't fucking worry about it. We got it under control. That's the deep state that's trying to take down President Donald Trump. It's be the only. It would be maybe not the only. I'm sure they've done good things and they've done a lot of bad things. But if they took down Donald Trump, I would say at least they did that. Tim Cook says next iOS update will allow users to disable intentional battery slowdowns. Well, Tim Cook. Looks like we caught you. And now you gotta pay up. No, he's not paying anything. They're just putting that. Oh, now your phone can work again. All right, now that you're suing us, we'll let your phone work. You assholes. Buy a new phone, you cheap bastard. Why doesn't he just say that? Why isn't, when you hit the switch, it just says, buy a new phone, you piece of shit. Everybody thinks you stink because you're walking around with an iPhone 5. You look stupid. Our phones are bigger now, you fucking rube. And then people go out and buy the new phone. Say, oh, look at you, iPhone 7. You have a button. Don't you know the button's gone now? You fucking loser. I don't like the look of that buttonless phone. I like a home button. I'm an old man who's you. I want a home button. I was born with a home button, and I'm gonna die with a home button. These goddamn tweens and their buttonless phones. It's man clears his name 40 years later after Googling corrupt police officer who framed him. Huh. Well, I guess he was he in jail? What did he clear his name of? That's what I want to know. He served 8 months behind bars when he was 19, but always maintained his innocence. Said guilty of stealing mail bags in London in the 70s. Well, thank God he cleared his name of that. I'm sure people were talking around town all the time. Say, the old mail stealer. Stephen Simons, he steals mail bags. It happened in 1976. It could happen again tomorrow. Cleared his name. Let's do. Oh, gee, only feels like I've been talking for an hour and a half. It's been 7 minutes. Imagine if this was like a real like pie. Imagine if I did this an hour a day, like a one of those. If I had a radio show, like 3 hours a day of this. Oh my God, they would fire me. I think I would have to come up with a new thing. I couldn't just. I would have to. Probably get some like sound effects, a little like boing yoing 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 zing zing. Then you get commercials that kill some time, and then probably have like a some type of guests come in, and I'd be like, "Hey, what do you think about this? Oh, where are you? Why are you on the radio with me now?" And then they'd be like, "Oh, I'm famous. Like, oh, that's cool. I like famous people." And then that'll be actually I could do that. More than 30 Russian athletes withdraw from competition when drug testers arrive. I love that. Drug testers show they don't even take the test. They're like, I'm out. Yeah, you know what? This is purely coincidental, but I quit. I wanted to be in the Olympics my entire life. All of a sudden, not really. What's the big deal about the Olympics anyway? I don't see it. I guess I won't be needing to take that test because I'm going home. Just let them. What is it? They're taking some steroids. Let them do it. If you really want to be strong that bad, that you're willing to let your balls shrink and let your fucking hair fall out and whatever the hell happens there, with that shit, go for it. U.S. withholds hurricane emergency loan sought by Puerto Rico. Well, how do we know this Puerto Rico really has an emergency hurricane? I mean, who knows? We're supposed to loan them money because they said they had a hurricane? We're going to have to look into this. We're going to have to see what happened. Was this, or did you guys all get a little drunk and knock shit over? Not trying to say a hurricane came through. Was that hurricane maybe one of those mixed drinks that they call a hurricane? They sell those on the street in New Orleans. And maybe they renamed them. But it's like just a syrupy fucking mess. The hurricane. But I don't drink anymore, so what? It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, give them the fucking money. What the fuck, dude? Loan them some money. Oh, did they owe some money? We all do. They had a hurricane. All right. That's enough of this shit. Yeah, I'm done for today. I'll be back tomorrow. But, man, 3:46, we're getting close to the end. And then I am released from my gypsy curse. You're not supposed to say gypsy. I don't care. Political correctness. What, I'm not supposed to say gypsy. I'm supposed to say people come from whatever country that gypsies come from. No fucking way. See you tomorrow. We love you.